Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On 102.5 The Bone. And now, back to the Mike Caltus Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Funky.
Funky.
It's the Mike Caltus Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, broadcasting live from multiple locations, as we have been for a month now. But maybe soon back in the studio, I don't know.
I don't care
anymore.
Yeah. Has it been a whole month that we've been doing this already?
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
Man.
Crazy. Did anybody watch that Eagles concert that was on ESPN?
No, actually, yeah. I didn't.
I taped it, but I didn't watch it. But, man, it was started with the most uncomfortable, corny intro with Chris Berman and Glenn Frey. Now I understand Glenn Frey's dead, so it was a little bit of a memorial kind of thing. But it's Chris Berman is my problem with the Eagles and Jimmy Buffett and Dave Matthews Band. It's not the band. It's Chris Berman and those types
right,
of people.
Yeah.
Like Chris Berman's wearing a grass skirt and a coconut bra to the concert. No, he wasn't at the Eagles thing. I'm just saying in my mind. No, it's worse, Calvin. He was standing outside the Hotel California.
Oh,
and Glenn Frey
Ford went driving by.
Glenn Frey stopped up and he said, "Hey, Glenn Frey, what are you doing here?" He goes, "Well, I'm here because it's the Hotel California," and blah 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 blah. And at the end, he goes, "Hey, and Chris, remember one more thing: you could check out, but you could never leave."
I was like,
"This is vomitous."
That's when you turn it off.
I was like, this is awful. Yeah, that is when I turned it off. And I taped it because I just wanted to see the music. I didn't really want to. I wanted to see the concert. So I would assume it's the fat country guy. What's his name?
Vince
Gill.
I think it was an old. I think it was an old one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, if Glenn Frey was there.
That was the intro. They were just. I figured that was just the intro.
No, I think it was actually a concert from like 98 or something. I don't know.
Oh.
What it was. Yeah, where Chris Berman introduced them. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
I made a purchase this weekend, a little prepared purchase.
Oh, preparing for hurricanes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mama.
Did you get a generator?
I did.
What kind? Like, how big?
I got a 7,500-watt generator. It is a Westinghouse. It's rated very, very well. And it's got regular gas, or you can hook, actually, propane up to it.
Oh, yeah.
But I talked to Dino. I'm having a guy. I'm going to get it so it's hooked right into my system.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hook it in. You got to hook it in.
Dino's my guy now.
No. No, Dino is my original guy.
I know, Dino. But
I'm loaning him to you.
You don't own him.
Yeah, I do.
Probably
every
shouldn't.
Night he comes back and I put him in a box.
All right.
I don't endorse owning anybody.
I don't like... Dino is great at what he does, but I don't like sharing him with other people. Like, not Galvin, obviously, because he turned me on to him. But
come on.
Yeah, all right. Well, be quick about it.
So I actually... bought it off of Amazon. How do you like that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because everywhere around here was out of it and stuff. And do you know what else I got on Amazon? Early Spanish's birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're not doing that because of COVID this year.
Spanish?
Well.
I'm doing it in HTML. I'm early, and your present will be there tomorrow.
Thank you, Galvin. Yeah. I will not open it until my actual day of birth on Monday.
You can open it.
Yes, I'm
want.
So glad you said that.
I can tell you right
I
now.
I wonder if Joe will drink your birthday present like he drank mine.
He is not technically going to be able to drink this.
I will certainly try, though, if he likes.
Yeah. Well, we could put some, whatever, if it is booze, we'll put it in that whiskey thing that you got us, Galvin, that cask.
Oh, the barrel,
we use that, yeah.
No, it is not whiskey. It's not alcohol.
All right, okay.
What can I get you for your birthday, your stupid birthday?
Wow, it's not stupid. I don't know. I'm pretty simple, you know. Right now, I was going to say an Uber Eats gift card would be awesome and very much used, but at this point, I'm barely even able to taste food, so I've slowed down my food consumption also as well.
I got you something Spanish that you will love and you can use. It's very practical, and you're going to be very happy about it.
Yes.
It's a Sharpie, so you can color in the rest of your hair.
I could use one of those, though.
Your hair looks
fantastic.
Can I
interest you?
Thank you.
Can I interest you in a decorative on-air light?
Oh. Yes, I would very much use an on-air, a decorative
on-air
light.
Is it professional or is it just like a joke one?
Better not be mine.
Apparently a joke. Yeah. A joke. Not a real, authentic eBay.
This one looks like he's been laying on the floor for a while.
Joe,
pay no attention to that.
Oh, look at it. Look at that.
It's not like this one, is it, Joe?
No.
Thank you. Professional.
Anything with video games, I'm good with.
It's so professional, I don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
I haven't hung that on the wall yet in the studio because I don't know how to use it.
You got to get Dino to hook it up.
Yeah, right.
Well, I can't because Dino's too busy over there at Calvin's house.
No, actually, Dino turned me on to an electrician.
Oh.
Yep. I've used that guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, I have a generator. I should probably dig it out because those things need to be started every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You have propane and you can connect it to your propane?
You can connect propane to it or regular gas, or what I'm doing is having a junction box put in so it'll be specific to a certain area in my house. It'll run certain things. That way I'm not out there running cords while it's raining and windy and trying to do all this stuff. And
so you can connect it now
and
then you just have to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to do that.
I know, right?
This guy's thinking ahead.
Dino.
All right, Dino, make that two.
Times two.
I don't know. I just need a generator. I don't know why I could talk to my wife, try to put that past her the other day. I was like, just want to remind you. She's like, I know. We're doing a lot of stuff. I go, okay. I just want to remind you when we're sitting in the dark with no food.
But also, that's a lot of equity into your house because you have that. And, you know, if you sell that house years from now, whatever, you have a generator connected to the house, like the one that you're talking about getting where they, you know, have it hooked to the natural gas and it just clicks right on.
Yeah. Like, I just went out to walk the dog. And I noticed my hot tub was on and it's only on because the power went out.
It's only on because you hit it with your Ferrari.
My boat wasn't so big I'd be able to sail it in the hot tub.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I forgot it was hurricane season until, Galvin, you said you bought a generator.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a news story last night. Tropical storm already forming.
I know.
There's one more thing to worry about.
Yeah.
It's going to blow that hair right off from the top of your head.
I know. I can't sneeze or cough or anything.
Spanish, I want to tell you what I got you now.
Don't tell me. I like the surprise. It's going to be there.
Will you tell me?
I will tell you, yes.
Go ahead.
No. I'll tell you later. Because you could actually probably piggyback off of this.
All right,
idea,
yeah.
You know.
Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because I really wasn't going to get you anything.
Wow. No, you don't
have to. We're not even
going to
see you.
Yeah, well, you know, you could be like Alvin and just ship it to the house.
Yeah,
you
just
know,
be a good person, I guess. Yeah. Whatever. Did somebody say hero? I thought I heard somebody.
I think so, yeah.
Hero,
I heard that.
Tomorrow, believe it or not, is Wednesday already. We're not going to do the game today because we're just running out of time.
Yeah, we don't have time.
But we will do it tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we got another round of I Hate. No, we do that on Thursday. Tomorrow's a brand new open
letter. I was going to say that.
Sorry,
a lot,
I get confused.
A lot of stuff.
I get confused. Tomorrow, we'll do a brand new open letter from Galvin, and then we will do the game, and then on Thursday we'll do a little I Hate. And do we have guests coming up? I noticed we booked some guests, but I don't know how these are all going to work.
So next week we have Alex Winter, Liberty DeVito.
Now Alex Winter is Bill.
Bill
S.
Preston Questor.
Right.
That's Ted from Bill and Ted's.
He's Bill.
Is he?
Yeah.
Bill S. Preston, Ted Theodore Logan.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's which. I believe you.
Yeah, he's Bill.
Okay, so
and then
Bill,
Keanu Reeves is Ted.
From Bill and Ted is going to be joining us on the show, who you may think, what a loser. He's not John Wick, but he's been doing work in Hollywood. He's been a director for all these years. So
he's
we'll talk
also
to that
big
nerd.
Into Bitcoin, because I was watching a Bitcoin documentary, and he came on and he was talking about it, and I'm like, is that Bill S. Preston Esquire?
Well, he's a lawyer, so he knew what to get into.
I guess.
All right, so we'll talk to him. Then Liberty DeVito, who is a longtime drummer for Billy Joel, who you would think, why would that be interesting? Well, Galvin and I are obsessed with that documentary, The Hired Gun.
Yeah.
Where he talks about being in Billy Joel's band through the formative years, writing a lot of the songs with him, being a kind of right-hand man thing, and then Billy Joel just chucking him out one day.
Right.
And those guys were like, well, we dedicated all, so we'll have him on the show.
One guy killed himself.
Yeah.
Because of Billy Joel.
What? And then what else?
And then Will Sasso.
I love Will Sasso. Have you seen the previews for that show?
I have, and I hope that it works because I really love Will Sasso, and it's good to see Jane Curtin back. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's hard to have a sitcom nowadays.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest. I am older. I have a daughter, so I will relate to that.
He's hilarious. I love Will Sasso.
Yeah. Will Sasso was from Mad TV. He was Kenny Rogers' Jackass, so many other great things, but also...
I'm Kenny Rogers. Welcome to Jackass.
Will Sasso has the best social media. You follow him?
Oh, yeah.
He's insane.
Yeah, where he's always spitting stuff up.
Yeah, lemons and...
Yeah.
He's really funny. So
funny.
Will Sasso will join us in the program. All right, good. So we got some stuff brewing, even though we can't be here. This week... Stuttering John is in town, isn't he?
Next week. That's the 15th.
Okay. I know we played the Stuttering John interview in Best Of, but I wouldn't mind checking in, John.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know if we can do it over the phone or however we're going to do that, but just to get him on the show and promote his comedy here. And then hopefully, I know Miami-Dade is closing things down, but hopefully we get to a point where we can start opening some stuff up again.
Yeah, hopefully if enough people get sick and recover, we can just open it back
right.
up.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, you saw what Fauci said, we're past the point of no return, basically, yeah. so they should now just pump coronavirus into the air.
Pete update. Pete has been doing a lot better. He's been home from the hospital, and he went out for a walk yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
So he seems to be doing really well. I did most of my cameos from Pete's house the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because Pete's got a lot of different areas in his house. He's got a lot of memorabilia and stuff. So I got a load. I had like 25 in one day.
Really?
So I just started, it was crazy. So I just started banging them out at Pete's house, and now I'm having a ball doing them. Like before I was like, now I want to do them just because it's fun. Like some guy texted me the other day, or whatever they do, texted me the other day, and he said... I want you to make one for my brother. We had a fight, and we're not talking, and tell him it's not as much fun playing Call of Duty alone. And I was playing Call of Duty where I made it, so I was like, yeah. And then the guy hit me back, and he was like, that was awesome. We're actually talking for the first time now in a while. I was like, hey, now I'm bringing families together.
Yeah.
It's been some funny ones. The people who have missed birthdays because of COVID and things like that. Like, you want to do something nice for somebody, but you didn't get to hang out with them for the part. Like, Spanish. I'll probably just make you a cameo for your birthday.
All right, that's cool. Oh.
just kidding. I don't know. I'm having a ball doing it now because everything's been really creative, and it's a lot of women saying, my husband's obsessed with your show. I always say, oh, your best friend's on the radio. So many people have said that. And I think you don't understand what a compliment that is as a radio show that people think that they're friends with us because they listen to the show all the time. That's the absolute goal of the show. So to see that that's actually happening in so many people's lives, it's fantastic.
By the way, bringing up Cameo, you made me think of 90 Day Fiancé because you've gotten a lot of cameos from different people on 90 Day Fiancé. Did you see that Darcy and her sister are getting their own show?
I did, and I don't know how I feel about that because I don't find them entertaining enough. I like Darcy to the point where, like, if she was in my neighborhood and I was like 19, I'd want to bang her. Like, she'd be the most. But other than that, she's kind of annoying, and I don't. Not even like where I find a good. Who I want to watch is that kid from South Korea. That kid's hilarious.
Have you seen?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
The South Korean. So it was from a couple of seasons ago. It was a South Korean kid. He married a really pretty white girl from America, and they had a baby. So she went over there, and he had to tell her that he had been in jail before for selling stolen cell phones. And then he came over to America, and she got pregnant again. So she moves back over to South Korea to be with him. But he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have anything, and she's stressing out. And that was last night. But the best is they have this horrible language barrier, and he's so funny because she'll yell at him and she'll yell at him for like 5 minutes, and he'll shake his head like he understands, and then he'll look at the camera and say something, and the translation is, I have no idea what she's saying. And last night, she was like, you have to go, and you have to find work. And he used a translator, and she said, you had to go, and you have to find war. And he's like, why does she keep talking about the war? I'll tell you, I was laughing out loud at that show last night. It's hilarious.
Kyle Dunnigan, who's a very funny comedian, does a lot of social media stuff where he does the face swap, and he does Darcy and her sister.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's so fun. He's like, you're so stupid. You think Thomas likes you. He doesn't even like you. He likes me. Oh, yeah? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just going back and forth. It's really funny.
That guy, Thomas, is the best. He has no interest in her. He called her fat last time he saw her.
And then he's hitting on every girl that's on the show.
And he's just stringing her along so he can stay on TV. He's the best guy on there.
That's funny.
I'll tell you, Gio, if we could work on also, I'd like to get some people on from that show because there's really a lot of hilarity there. I mean, there's some people we can talk to, I think, and get good guests out of. That, and what was the other thing I wanted to talk to you? Somebody else. Oh, the guy who says that Beyonce is not real.
Oh yeah. Congressman.
She's Italian.
And whoever owns that head in St. Pete.
Oh, yeah.
You got them all on the show.
Get them all.
So, yes, Carmen?
Nothing.
Oh, you said hammer
time.
We got to end the show so we can get commercials in before the top of the hour, and believe it or not, we're done already.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Wednesday. Galvin will have a brand new open letter. We will then finally debut Yeezy Preezy, Trump, or Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday we'll do a little I Hate. And yeah, that's that. That's a week, buddy.
Woo!
Like it or not. Spanish, anything else? Carmen? Gio?
I love you guys.
Pap? First time Pap had his own microphone. He's not even talking.
Yeah, he's got his mind.
Talk to you, Michael. I'm happy to talk to you, Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so robust, Joe. You're so robust. All right, have a great day. Check us out, Facebook.com/TheMikeHaldaShow. Same thing on Instagram and what is the other thing? TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
We're on them all. Just go like us, follow us, do whatever you got to do. Have a great day. The after show is up next, followed by Roger and JP, Drew Garabo. And then SBK, Johnny B. Stop waving, you lunatic. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
Listening to the
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.